The skilled guys are making some big plays. Well, we've missed a few too many shots, though, in the first couple of days. That's one thing I think we need to improve on. When we got a guy running over the top, we got to make sure we hit those. But just taking it one day at a time, normal camp.
Coach said he didn't like what he saw today from the quarterback. So that, you know.
Well, we turned the ball over too many times. And, you know, we had a red zone period early that we didn't have clean enough execution in the passing game. So we'll go in and evaluate the film and learn from it.
How do you feel about Lynch's response later in camp after he threw that early pick six to Doss?
Yeah, it's going to happen in a game. And that was really what we kind of told the whole entire offense after the red area period. Hey, there's going to be a time during the game that we may not get off to the fastest start you like to. You know, that for opening drive, you always want to go down there and get points, things like that. And, you know, it doesn't always happen that way. So it's how you respond. And he came back and made some plays.
You've talked about how it's key for this offense to kind of find its strengths and focus on those.
Yeah.
That's a process, though. That doesn't just happen at camp. Is that a process that goes on the entire season all the way through that you learn your strengths?
Well, you know, you go in different phases of learning the system. And when you go through, you know, the initial part of the off-season program, you're teaching everyone the schemes, and you come out here, everything's versus air, and then you start going, you know, working against, you know, when you come out with the players on the field, you take the next step, and then you get into the OTAs, the mini camp, and it's a certain speed. And then it starts to pick up like it does in training camp. You know, this today was the first day in full pads. So each day of camp, it's kind of picked up a little quicker, the pace of practice and the speed that everybody plays, the guys that are on the field. So it's going to continue to pick up as we go through the preseason. So we're going to find out, you know, what does our offense do best and who are the best players, you know, for certain schemes that we want to run, whether it's, you know, in the running game, whether it's in the passing game, and also in protection.
How does going against this defense change or influence your evaluation in terms of today and how good they are?
Well, I think every day in training camp, it's the good and the bad. You know, there's going to be days out there, you know, when the offense does certain things. There's days out there when the defense dominates. So there's days when it's kind of a balance. And that's the great thing about this team, I think, is that with the talent we have on both sides of the football, and I think if you see the way, you know, our secondary and our receivers compete every day in the passing game aspect of it. And there's, you know, it's we got a great defense we're going against every single day. That's going to make us better. You know, the offensive line going against someone like Vaughn as a rush edge, you know, a guy on that coming off the edge. I mean, it's going to make you better. You know, I look back the same thing, you know, with the young tackle that we've got and with Bowles, you know, it's very similar to Jordan Gross. He had to go against Julius Peppers every single play. So that's going to make him better. So playing against this defense should make our offense better in the long run.
You have a lot of assessing to do still, obviously, but what do you think of the tight ends so far?
Well, they've made some plays for us. And I think we're trying to wait the earlier question about, you know, finding out who does what best and what, you know, now we're starting to get into it after the offseason program, the mini camp, a couple of days into camp. Now we're putting guys in for certain plays which we think, you know, fit them best. And that's what we're going to try to do, continue throughout training camp. But they've done a nice job in the run game also, I think, and blocking.
Coach, you said you're looking for the best five offensive linemen. Are you going to name that group collectively at one time, or are you going to have starters solidified at different times?
Well, I think as an organization, you know, we'll make all those announcements at the right time. But I think looking back from the days in Carolina when Jeff and I were together, you know, we've always moved guys around because you never know during the season when someone's going to have to, you know, bump out from one position to another. You know, who is that sixth lineman on your roster that you're going to come in and put in? You know, does that mean you have to move somebody else? So we're going to have a number of combinations. And, you know, at the right time, we'll make all those decisions. But this is what training camp's for, especially in the first year. The first year with the new staff here, you know, we're learning a lot about the players, just like they're learning about us and how we want to do things.
Do you feel like you know which position is best for each of those linemen yet?
Well, I think we're getting a feel for it. And, you know, we just started playing in pads today. So we're going to learn a lot, you know, in the next couple of weeks in pads, the way it's supposed to be played. Because, you know, up until this point, you know, you have a double team block, you know, we're a little friendly. You know, we're not doing certain things. And now we want to see who can move guys and stay within the rules the way you can practice. Now that we're in the full pads, now we can go, which is great. So we're going to learn a lot in the next couple of weeks. And then when you get in the preseason games, to really see, okay, when you have no idea what they're doing, I mean, we have a game plan going in and what we think they're going to do. But just, hey, let's go play football.
Is there a comfort zone with you being back in Denver? And what's it kind of been like the first 4 days of camp to be back here?
Well, I think from the first day that I walked in the building, no one – you know, majority of the people that work here, not just in the players, but the personnel department and administration and everybody. It's such a great organization. It was an easy decision, you know, when I had to make that decision to come back here. And, you know, having worked with, you know, the only guys that are left, I hate to say it, but are, you know, on offense were DT and Verge. You know, everyone else has changed. But, you know, I love going out there with this team every day and competing. It's fun to be out there and to compete against our defense every day. You know, as an offense, you got to make sure you show up every day. And if you don't, you know, they'll get after you.
It's a different challenge for you, too. You had Manny before. You were with two different quarterbacks. How different is that for you? Is that kind of exciting?
Well, yeah. We're you know, whenever you come in, we're trying to put a system in place for the long haul. And, you know, when the two quarterbacks are battling, we're putting the system in and, you know, we're trying to figure out, you know, who does what best. And that's why not just the offensive line. You know, we moved Emmanuel around a little bit today during the practice to put him inside, to put him outside, to put him at X, and move those guys around. And we're going to try to find the right combinations for all of our schemes. And there's going to be certain times when you play at a certain tempo of the game where guys are going to have to play right and left in the formations and move around. So we're learning so much about our team, and that's what the preseason training camp's for.
How do you feel about where the offense is in terms of where they are in terms of grasping it?
I think as a group, we've done an outstanding of learning the system. We've got to do a better job, and we're going to say this every week of the season, too, with the overall execution. And that just comes with, you know, like we keep on coming back to, this was the first practice in pads, where now, you know, when you're in a blitz, when there's certain pressures that are coming after you in the running game, now they're coming full speed because we're in pads. Whereas before, you get there, you help each other out, you just fit a guy up, you stop, things like that, because we're going to avoid all the collisions through the offseason program in the early days of camp. Well, now it picks up a lot quicker. And that's where you got to see, and we got to learn the mistakes we've made or the technique, little technique things that'll make us that much better. But, you know, the one thing I really am pleased with is the way we run the football in the short amount of time, with a number of schemes that we've thrown at them and the way they've come off the ball and they've worked together and communicated together. So we just got to keep getting better every day. That's the most important thing right now. That's going to be our main focus every day. Come out here and get better as a team and get ready, you know, for the Chicago game, and then we'll go on from there and just keep on building. That's what training camp's for.
Okay, thanks, Coach.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Coach.
Yep.